For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Base is loaded. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards second. Slowly hit. They'll go to second to get one. Relay. Thrown away. And the tying run and go-ahead run will score. And now it is 6-5 San Diego.
Oh, my God. Pirates lose again. David Bednar blows it again, and this team can't do anything right. O'Neill Cruz gets out of the box slowly earlier in the game, gets thrown out at second, and Derek Shelton stupidly winds up challenging a play that was so obviously an out, which I thought he was doing because he knew his guy should have been at second, so he's just taking a shot there. And then O'Neill Cruz, yet again, he throws it away. I've seen a lot of people say, David Bednar's the guy who lost this game. It can only be on David Bednar. Get the hell out of here. Only on Bednar. It's never only on one guy. Bednar did not do a good job, and you need to put it on Bednar. I get that. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve blame. He does. But O'Neill Cruz threw the ball 10 feet away from first freaking base there.
Exactly.
Again. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Sorry, Doran, you were going to say something.
No, I wasn't. I was just waiting for you.
I do wonder, like when we talk about this management team, this coaching staff, blowing an opportunity in year one of Paul Skeens, if we do enough thinking about how they are in the process maybe of wasting and blowing and screwing up O'Neill Cruz. Bad verbiage there on my part.
Are they screwing up O'Neill Cruz, or is O'Neill Cruz just not what everybody expected him to be?
I want to blame them.
I can't blame them for his errors, like what he did yesterday. I can't blame them for his effort.
I can blame them for the effort a little bit.
Why?
I can blame them for
not running down to first base?
Yeah, because I think I'm going to have to go back on myself here. A couple of days ago when he had against Houston in the final game of that series, those three errors, and the first one was a total just mental flub, a double mental flub. They should have benched him. They should have benched him. If you bench him, maybe he runs hard out of the box in this game. At some point, you got to send a message to the guy. And I think that he's the kind of player that doesn't take well to that, from guys like Dan Zangrilli who are there every day kind of implying that or explicitly just saying that. But the lack of effort is trash. That can't happen.
No.
That 5-for-5 game that we had after that game in Houston.
I understand
that doesn't sway you at all.
No, because here we go again, and now there's a lack of effort. It was like too much overzealous effort running down and almost barreling into Brian Reynolds and the ball drops, and now there's no effort. Like, you're going to throw balls away. You're going to muff balls. Like, you're going to bounce off their glove. Like, that's going to happen. That kind of stuff, fine. It's baseball. But the mental stuff, you can't keep doing what you've been doing and expecting it to change. And at this point, if I'm Derek Shelton, the heart-to-heart stuff, if they've even happened, hasn't worked. So now, what do? I think you just gotta sit him down for a game and tell him why.
I can't place blame on what has to do with effort on a coach or a team or managers. I mean, that's a player, and especially at this level. Like, we're going to put him in timeout, Ono Cruz?
It's
like,
not changing.
I mean, he has to figure it out. I don't know. Effort is on the player in all sports. Like, if you don't want to do it, I mean, look at Brian Hayes at times, too. Like, that's on them.
But now you've mentioned two guys. You got to do something. Maybe you're right. Like, maybe it doesn't do anything. I can't just sit idly by and not do nothing, though. Like, that can't happen. He is one of the most talented players in the game, no hyperbole. And the inconsistency, he missed all of last year. He's still produced well at the plate, not as well as you would like, but I think he's trending in the right direction there. But it's the mental gaffes that drive me nuts. And then the lack of effort, you're right, it is on him. But I got to do something to try to spank him in the backside. And you'd rather have self-starters, no doubt, but it doesn't look like he's that kind of guy. I got to whack him upside the head, dang it.
So you're going to sit him, and then you're going to replace him with who else? I mean, I know you would put Connor Falefa in his position, but then you're going to put somebody else that is trash at another position.
I said it before, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face if you sit him down because you don't have enough impact bats in the lineup, and that holds true, you don't. But you're losing anyhow, and I think it only gets worse if you've lost this guy mentally. I got to do something to try to change it up. Mm. And I also think they're waving the white flag a little bit because you know who they're playing today, who's starting at pitcher? Domingo friggin' Herman, according to reports.
Really?
Who has a 5.30 ERA in Indianapolis. Why the hell are they doing that? I don't understand.
Because he threw a perfect game last season. He's great.
Yeah, he has a 5.30 ERA in Indianapolis. Is that in the major leagues?
I hope you heard my sarcasm a bit there.
Well, I'm mad about this. You have Skeens, you have Keller, you have Falter, you have Ortiz, you have Gonzalez. There's five starting pitchers right there. It only ever made sense to go to a six-man rotation when you had six viable options. Domingo Herman is not a viable option, and I don't know if they know they're taking on the damn Dodgers! My heart almost popped there. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Much more on the Pirates later on in the show. Oh, wait a second. Just kidding.
Of course.
No, Dallas. Wait. No, this is legit. This is legit. So whoever reported the Domingo Herman thing is incorrect about at least this portion of it. Domingo Herman will be coming out of the bullpen tonight, and this is an unimpeachable source. So Domingo Herman will be on the team, but he is not going to start. All right. So that yelling there, just forget about all that. That makes sense. Bullpen's been taxed. From a bullpen standpoint, that makes it that's fine. That's totally fine. I'm actually totally okay with that. If he were starting, then my yelling would have been legit, but he's not going to start the game. Forgive me. Unimpeachable source says he's just going to come out of the bullpen.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.